67 points. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Capital One, offering their premium travel card, Venture X. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. There you have the Cincinnati Pops Orchestra, led by Eric Kunzel, and a fun tune, one that I don't think I've played for you before, by Jacques Offenbach, called The Schuller Polka, here on KPR. I'm Jeff Watson, and classical music continues on a Tuesday afternoon. This noon hour brings us a Brazilian guitar concerto, Julian Bream and the London Symphony, and the guitar concerto of Heitor Villa-Lobos, as well as Ensemble Caprice, with a little music from way back, the 1600s, in fact, from one Andrea Falconieri. We'll make the acquaintance of that composer in just a little while. Thanks for being a part of things today on KPR. We have next for you the National Symphony Orchestra of Ireland, conducted by Andrew Penny, to hear music from English composer Sir Edward Gurman, who is sort of the successor to the great Arthur Sullivan in the field of English comedic operetta. And in the early 20th century, had a slew of orchestral commissions, and one of them, from 1904, he composed for the Cardiff Festival. It's one of his orchestral masterpieces called The Welsh Rhapsody. Next for you on KPR. The 1904 Welsh Rhapsody from composer Edward Gurman, performed by the National Symphony Orchestra of Ireland, led by conductor Andrew Penny, here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. A minute now before 12:30, and in just a few minutes, the London Symphony with guitarist Julian Bream, with the guitar concerto of Heitor Villa-Lobos, still to come. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Topeka Symphony, presenting Billy the Kid on Saturday, January 24th, featuring Copland, Boyer, Debussy, and more. Information and tickets available at topekasymphony.org. And Theodore Lawrence presenting The Cottage, showing January 30th through February 8th. Details at theodorelawrence.com. Yesterday afternoon, at around about this time, we heard a clarinet and piano duo featuring James Campbell and pianist John York, and we've got them back for another performance for you. Music by a French composer and a principal clarinetist with Garde Republicanique and the Monte Carlo Opera. This is something called a circus piece, The Carnival of Venice. James Campbell and John York next on Kansas Public Radio. Carnival of Venice from French composer Paul Jean-Jean. Clarinetist James Campbell and John York on piano on Kansas Public Radio. 12:35 now, and before the hour is through, we'll have a little bit of music from the 1600s. When we hear the Renaissance tune La Follia, an arrangement by one Andrea Falconieri, with Ensemble Caprice in just a bit. We're live. We're local. Kansas Public Radio's 91.5 Lawrence, 99.5 Manhattan, as well as online at kansaspublicradio.org. Here at the KU campus at the moment, it's 52 degrees. We'll have a high around 60 degrees for northeast Kansas, with, for the most part, cloudy skies, and tonight lows in the mid-30s. And it looks like we have a chance of rain, about a 40% chance of rain, after 9 p.m. But it'll be sunny tomorrow, cooler temperatures, though, with a high around 41. Andre Pevin here to conduct the London Symphony Orchestra. With them is guitarist Julian Bream, and music by Brazilian composer Heitor Villa-Lobos. His guitar concerto, which he wrote in Rio de Janeiro in 1951, and as was the case for most guitar compositions around that time, it was intended for the great Andres Segovia. Today we'll see how the performance of Julian Bream stacks up. Guitar concerto by Villa-Lobos next on Kansas Public Radio. Composed in 1951, the Guitar Concerto by Heitor Villa-Lobos, performed by the London Symphony, led by Andre Previn, and the great guitarist Julian Bream, here on Kansas Public Radio. Just about 5 minutes to go now until our next NPR News update. And we've got classical music to enjoy until 3 p.m. The next hour is going to bring us quite a treat. Tchaikovsky's First Piano Concerto is on the way this Tuesday afternoon. KPR is always expanding its news coverage, and that's because of support from more than 6,000 listeners just like you. In-depth reporting matters so much to our members that they're willing to spend 10 or 20 or even more every month to ensure the service continues to grow. Their support matters, and yours does as well. Take a minute to go to KansasPublicRadio.org to donate today. Thanks to all of you for your marvelous support of KPR. We've got a little time left in this noon hour, time for one more performance given to us by Ensemble Caprice, and the music is from quite a long time ago, 1650 as a matter of fact, with music by a lutenist and composer from Naples by the name of Andrea Falconieri. We'll listen to the Renaissance-era tune La Follia on Kansas Public Radio. A fine example of the Renaissance-era tune La Follia from lutenist and composer Andrea Falconieri with Ensemble Caprice led by Matthias Mote on Kansas Public Radio. NPR News just ahead, and classics continue in the next hour. As mentioned, there'll be Tchaikovsky's First Piano Concerto, along with work from Jules Massenet, Franz Kromer, and still much more to come this afternoon on KPR.
From AI to...
Join us for All Things Considered this afternoon from 3 to 7 p.m. at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan, and online at kansaspublicradio.org.
It's NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance, home of the Name Your Price tool, so drivers can see coverage options at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Price and coverage match limited by state law. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. A tune you might well be familiar with, the serene meditation from Thaïs by French composer Jules Massenet. Our violinist there was Joshua Bell, the Singapore Chinese Orchestra, conducted by Sung Yi on Kansas Public Radio. It's good to be with you again. I'm Jeff Watson. We've got the Bavarian Radio Symphony and pianist Marta Argerich awaiting us. In just about 15 minutes' time, they'll have our main performance, Tchaikovsky's First Piano Concerto, an earth-shattering piano concerto, coming up in just a short time. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Lead Center and the KU School of Music, hosting the Prairie Winds Festival, featuring percussionist Jason Truding, Saturday, February 7th, 7:30 p.m. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu. We have our own little piece for winds now, a quartet, actually, for oboe and strings. John D. playing oboe with the Tantalon Ensemble, and music by a Czech composer of the late 18th and early 19th century, one Franz Kromer, a Czech composer who was Kapellmeister to the first Emperor of Austria and a contemporary and good friend of Beethoven's. His quartet for oboe and strings next on Kansas Public Radio. A quartet for oboe and strings from the Czech composer Franz Kromer, the late 18th and early 19th century. A performance given by the Tantalon Ensemble of the Oboe, played by one John D. It's 1:25, and you're listening to Kansas Public Radio Classical Music on a Tuesday afternoon. NPR News awaits us at the top of the hour. We've got classics until 3 p.m. We're live. We're local. KPR is 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia. online as well at kansaspublicradio.org. No matter how you get your news of the day, whether that's in your car or at the office, at home or on the go, your support ensures that KPR will always be your place for news about the things that really matter to you, whether they occur around the globe or down the street. KPR never lets up in its commitment to serve our listeners, because you matter. Make a difference. Donate now at kansaspublicradio.org. On the KU campus right now, 52 degrees, on our way to a high of about 60. Skies for the most part cloudy, and tonight, cloudy skies, lows in the mid-30s. We have a 40% chance of showers expected tonight, mainly after 9 p.m. Tomorrow's going to be a sunny day, although cooler temperatures, a high of 41, with occasional 30-mile-an-hour wind gusts. It gets pretty chilly Wednesday night, with a low of around 18. We're ready now to bring in the Bavarian Radio Symphony Orchestra, led by Kirill Gondrashin and pianist Marta Argerich, for our main performance this hour. Apart from Tchaikovsky's 1812 Overture, what we'll listen to next may be his best-known work, and perhaps one of the finest piano concertos ever composed, with a powerful and emphatic statement right from its opening bars. Tchaikovsky's Piano Concerto No. 1 for you next on Kansas Public Radio. And that applause for the Bavarian Symphony Orchestra conductor Kirill Kondrashin and pianist Marta Argerich, bringing us the fantastic First Piano Concerto by Tchaikovsky here on KPR. Just about 2 p.m. now, and stay tuned next for NPR News. Classical music continues in the next hour for one more hour, and we'll hear something from a composer considered to be one of the finest violinists to have ever lived. A little poem for violins from Belgian violinist and composer Eugène Higer. We have another piano concerto for you, one known as the Concerto Folklorico, from John Carmichael of Australia. Much more still to come. Thanks for being with us for classical music and much more here on KPR.
Edition from NPR News.
Listen to Morning Edition every weekday from 5 to 9 a.m. at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, online at kansaspublicradio.org, or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio.
You're listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Drexel University, whose cooperative education program positions students to explore future careers before graduation. This is experiential education. More at drexel.edu. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Starting things off there with the Manhattan Chamber Orchestra. Ashley Horn playing violin. Conductor Richard Alden Clark with a short tune from American composer Henry Cowell, A Fiddler's Jig, for violin and orchestra. Here on Kansas Public Radio, there's one more hour of classical music in store for you. I'm Jeff Watson, and before All Things Considered arrives at 3 p.m., we've got a little bit more music for violin, two violins, as a matter of fact, with a short poem from the Belgian violin virtuoso and composer Eugène Higer called Amity, or Friendship, as well as a concerto for piano, the Concerto Folklorico, from a composer who hailed from Australia, John Carmichael. That's all ahead on KPR. We have next the Queensland Symphony Orchestra, Andrew Penny conducting, with a set of dances by Malcolm Arnold, English dances, the composer's second set, next on KPR. Queensland Symphony Orchestra and conductor Andrew Penny there with a delightful collection of English dances, the second set of composer Malcolm Arnold, here on Kansas Public Radio. 2:17 now, And we're just over 10 minutes away from a performance of the West Australian Symphony Orchestra with a concerto from an Australian composer, John Carmichael's Concerto Folklorico, in just a bit here on Tuesday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through social and behavioral approaches to developmental disability research. Information about research at KU is at ku.edu. Temperatures in the low 50s right now on the KU campus. A high of about 60 today. Tonight, cloudy, a low in the mid-30s, and a 40% chance of showers expected late tonight after 9 p.m. Tomorrow is going to be sunny and a bit breezy, and a little bit cooler. Highs around 41 tomorrow, and pretty chilly Wednesday night with a low of 18. We have a little chamber music for you next, put on by the Igor Ostrock Trio for two violins and piano. If you ever wondered who the greatest violinist in history was, the 19th century was replete with examples, from Paganini to Pablo de Sarasate and Joseph Joachim, all great virtuosos in their own way. But for many, the absolute peak of violin talent rested with the Belgian virtuoso violinist and composer Eugène Ige, who he was called the King of the Violin, whose technique and talent were said to be without equal or parallel. We'll hear a little music he composed with a short violin poem called Amity, or Friendship, with the Igor Ostrock Trio here on Kansas Public Radio. A poem for two violins and piano from the great Belgian violin virtuoso and composer Eugène Ige, in a performance by the Igor Ostrock Trio here on Kansas Public Radio. 2:31 now. At 3 p.m., it'll be time for All Things Considered from NPR News. And catch more classical music this evening. There'll be music from 7 to 9 p.m. After that, Bob McWilliams has the jazz for you at 9 p.m. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence, 91.3 Junction City. Online as well at kansaspublicradio.org. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Full Circle Sustainability in Topeka, on a mission to make low-waste living easier, with local and low-waste groceries, soap refills, recycling, and composting. More information at FullCircleSustainability.org. We have with us next the West Australian Symphony Orchestra and music from a composer who hailed from Australia, one John Carmichael, who was born in 1930, a pianist and composer and a pioneer in the field of music therapy. What we'll listen to is perhaps one of his most famous compositions, a piano concerto, one from 1965, which blends Australian, English, and even elements of flamenco dance. They call this the Concerto Folklorico. John Carmichael is our pianist with conductor David Meesham and the West Australian Symphony next on Kansas Public Radio. That one they call the Concerto Folklorico, from Australian composer John Carmichael, who in that recording was our pianist with the West Australian Symphony Orchestra under conductor David Meesham on Kansas Public Radio. Just about 3 p.m. and about time for All Things Considered from NPR News. Time for me to step aside and say good afternoon to you. Thanks for joining me for classical music on a Tuesday afternoon. I'm Jeff Watson, and we'll visit again at noon tomorrow. Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, as well as online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for All Things Considered comes from KU Spencer Museum of Art, featuring ancient to contemporary art from around the world. Open to the public Tuesday through Sunday and offering parking validation. Exhibition and event information at spencerart.ku.edu.